Upon numerous occasions, I have used this minute to encourage you to read and meditate upon the scriptures. That's not surprising, is it? But you might be interested to know that George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, presidents whom we remember on this day, also encourage you to do the same. George Washington, by his example. While president, Washington usually retired to his study at 9 o'clock every night for prayer and study of the Bible. No exception was made when he had company, receptions, or state dinners. About a year before his death, Abraham Lincoln said to a friend of his, who happened to be an atheist, "I am profitably engaged in reading the Bible. Take all of this book upon reason that you can, and the balance on faith, and you will live and die a better man." Now, we do not accept the Word of God as such simply because men like Luther, Lincoln, or Washington did. But when someone whom we respect sets us a good example, it surely makes sense to follow that example, doesn't it?